Welcome into a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with Chris Vermeulen, founder of the Technical Traders. And Chris, let's start off with a couple quick comments on the oil sector. Oil has gone through a bit of a sell-off, but has been rebounding at least a little bit. But overall, I'm still hearing a lot of generally bearish calls that say oil could test out some lower levels. Are you in that camp as well?
I am. You know, you look at crude oil from the low back in December, and it's had a really nice run. The type of pullback we're seeing now, to me, is more of a corrective move. We've seen a nice kind of ABC correction, and the drop we saw last week, to me, is kind of like a little washout. It's a lot of people who are chasing prices higher, and it finally broke a low that we saw in early May, and I think we just saw a lot of stop orders hit the market. And everything flushed down, right down to that 5770 or 5750 area. It got a little oversold last week. We're starting to see a little bounce the last two sessions here. I am bullish on crude oil looking forward a few months from now. I think prices will be back up at that 67, potentially 68 dollars per barrel. It's currently at 59, so there's about $9 potential there. But I think it's going to be potentially a little bit of a bumpy ride for crude. I think it's got a little more work to do to put in a bottom. Maybe we see it dip back down a little bit here to the $56 per barrel for the continuous contract. But looking forward, I think this is a corrective pullback, and I think it can be bought, expecting longer term, you know, 2 months out from now, we're back up into the mid, high 60s.
Well, you also have to consider just the volatility that was in the oil market starting in October of last year. Oil was right around $77 a barrel. Then before the end of the year, in under 3 months, it dropped the whole way down to $42 and change, and then has had this retracement. Is that why you almost think that it could be choppy, is just because it's been so volatile over the last about 6 or 7 months that maybe a bit of sideways movement to get everybody taking a breath is what's needed?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what it is. I think, you know, it's had a huge drop back late last year. It's had a really big rally back up. It's pretty much hit resistance around that $66 per barrel, which was a key level from all the way many times through 2018. And, it hit resistance. This is just a point now where it's going to form this pullback, this bull flag, this pennant formation, whatever it's going to finish forming here. And then I think it's going to go back up, and it could eventually go and test those highs at $75 per barrel mark. I do feel as though it's going to try and claw its way back up there. So I like crude. I think it's got a little bit more volatility over the next week or so to the downside. We could see a pullback, but I think looking forward, we're going to see commodities start to shine, and money's going to flow into these physical assets, and we're going to see crude back up high 60s, potentially reach all the way to 75.
Now, is this going to be kind of a broad-based recovery for commodities in general? Usually oil is a bit of a barometer for economic health, economic growth. It does also have a lot of geopolitical impacts as well as OPEC. But do you think that if oil's moving higher, we could see maybe a bit of a buy come into some of the other commodities, which, again, have been pretty slow and boring?
Yeah, I do feel as though commodities in general are going to start to perform. We usually see them perform well near the end of a bull market for equities. And more so, I find crude and precious metals seem to do really well. It's a real mixed bag with commodities right now. It's some are up huge, some are down huge. We're all over the place. Crude obviously has got all kinds of turmoil going on in the news and what's going on. So I think commodities in general should start to firm up, and I think they'll do well as a basket going forward. So, I mean, you know, it is a very conservative play to take the whole commodity basket, like a commodity ETF, and just ride it up going forward. It is, you know, the safer, the easier play. But, I mean, some of the gains can be very nominal compared to getting into a couple of hot commodities that usually perform much better versus the basket of them.
Now, which commodities would you be leaning towards, considering, too, all the other factors that we have out here? The fact that we're still not seeing tons of inflation, economic growth still relatively slow. Is that an environment that would have you favor one or two certain commodities?
Well, I do really like precious metals. I think kind of all the precious metals are starting to look pretty primed and ready for a bottom. You look at platinum. To me, it's getting down to a low here that I think it should find some significant support. Palladium is a bit different story. It's had a mega run. It's kind of taking a big breather. Out of all the metals, palladium's the one I'm least kind of excited about, but I really like silver, gold, platinum, and miners. They should do very well going forward. That to me would be the kind of my number one choice, is that basket of side of the commodity thing. But more or less, crude oil I like as well. I think it's had a nice three-wave correction. I wouldn't really poke around in any of the other commodities. I don't really focus on them too much, so it's a little more of a gamble. I just kind of focus on the main ones that I kind of watch all the time.
Okay, now in terms of, say, gold, silver, and the miners, do you think that the miners could finally start outperforming the actual metals? Because they have definitely not been doing that in a while.
No, they haven't. And to me, the miners are in the last final stage here of putting in a bottom. About a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago, he talked about miners getting down to this level of gold, getting down to the 1260 area. And we see some type of washout low, and the miners are actually putting in a bottoming formation on the daily chart, very similar like we saw back in kind of September of last year, again in more or less the very end of December of last year as well. We've seen this pattern happen over and over. It goes back in time again. To me, miners are putting in a bottoming formation. We could have a couple big down days in the gold miners. That is normal. It's going to flush the market out. It's going to put in a significant pivot low. And I've been kind of waiting for that washout low. I was hoping it was going to happen about a month ago, but the market always has a way of dragging things out. It's formed this a bit different of a bottoming formation than I was expecting, but it looks like we could get some lower prices here. I think they can be bought into, and I think there'll be a screaming rally coming out of it. And a lot of that's going to have to kind of play off the back of the equities, like the S&P 500, the broad stock market breaking down and starting to sell off. So a lot of things I think are about to kind of continue their trends, which would be the equities I think are going to continue to slide lower. That is going to put the bottom in metals and miners, and there was going to be a big swing here in the movement.
Any idea on time frame here? I won't hold you to it specifically, but is this going to happen very soon?
Well, yeah, I mean the S&P 500, the Russell 2000, I mean all the major indexes, they actually have very bearish pattern, especially on the daily chart. I think this week we could see a big leg down, some big selling, volatility start to spike by the end of the week. That's the way the chart is showing at this point. So as the market starts to sell off, that money, the money should start to roll into safe havens like bonds and precious metals and miners. So I think we could start to see this shift happen at any moment. But the markets always have a way of dragging things out. In a perfect world, we see the stock market actually bounce for a few days. We see gold miners and gold and silver have a quick, big red bar to the downside, kind of like the bottom falling out. And that will be like a washout low. And then we see metals and miners bottom. We see the stock market then reverse and crash. That's what I'd like to see. I think we could see a lot of downside June all the way through July in stocks, and then we'll get into some potential big bounce, and then of course we're going to get into November election type season, and I think that could be game over for the stock market. We could see some pretty big selling, so it's going to be really interesting. I think the second half of this year is going to be commodities, precious metals are in favor.
Okay, well, that's encouraging for all those precious metals bugs out there. But again, let's see if that does actually start happening and if we do get a bit more of a significant sell-off in those U.S. equity markets, because it seems like time and time again, any sell-off is a buy-the-dip mentality. But all it takes is one time for that mentality to change and the markets to continue a downtrend. Chris, it's great chatting with you. Thanks again for taking some time today. And everyone, click that link below. Go visit Chris's site, The Technical Traders. Thanks, Chris.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Appreciate having me on the show.